Hey everybody, welcome back to the Bitch and Brainstorm podcast. I'm your host, Elaine Turso, here with some returning guests. It's a special episode because we have two of our panelists who are a team, Carissa and McKenna, are here to hang out and talk to us about the Elevate Your Coaching Business Summit happening on January 17th. They're going to be panelists as a team and super excited to talk about social media, especially Facebook groups, because most coaches have a Facebook group. And so I would love, before we dive in, would you ladies care to introduce yourself so people know who we're talking to?
Okay. It's always like, who's going to go first? I'll go first. My name is Carissa Higgins, and I profoundly fucking care about activating more boldness in the creative rising coach here. I love all things creativity, boldness, and just being who you are meant to be and stepping into your gifts. I love pulling that out of every single woman who comes into our room, and just creating a brand that people feel activates you. So that's my side of the partnership.
I love that. So Carissa and I run a company called Learner and Impact together. My name is McKenna Dodge, and I am kind of the peanut butter to Carissa's jelly, for lack of a better analogy. We work very much together in brand positioning strategy, organic content, for really how to increase your brand's positioning, your authenticity, like your authority within your industry, especially by leveraging Facebook groups. So where Carissa is this very free form, wild spirit, you know, rebel, wild child over here, she brings all of the confidence and the mindset and the exciting energy and all these kinds of things. I come in behind her with the steps, the game plan, the roadmap for those people who are like, okay, heck yes, I am so excited. I'm ready. I'm pumped up to do the thing. What actually is the thing and what are the steps and what am I doing? It's like, I got you. Let me come in and give you a little bit of framework, a little bit of structure to match the amazing energy that Carissa brings within our communities.
Yes, I love that. So talk to me about your community. Tell me, since you guys are both coaches, right? What have you done with your Facebook group that has really, you know, we want our Facebook groups to be engaging. We want people to come and hang out. We want people to, just share. What have you guys done to kind of cultivate that community where people feel like they can come and engage and they can be involved and stuff like that? Do you have any tips or advice for fellow coaches who want to maybe start a Facebook group but are a little worried about keeping it up and all that stuff?
Well, I want to say we just got a really amazing compliment from a fellow coach in the space who came in and collaborated inside our group. And one of the things she said was, I cannot believe how engaged they were during this training. Like, they were just talking back. They were fully doing what they were like there to do, talking it out. And that made me smile so much. Because that is a huge goal of ours. We don't want a group where you come and we just sell to you. That's not the point of a group. It is cultivating trust. And it's actually how I look at the group is supporting those who aren't yet ready to work with us. It's just not their time, but I'm still going to support you and show you I'm here for you. Mm-hmm. And we're going to help you along the way as much as we can in this group. Right. Mm-hmm. And obviously we have this problem. Sometimes we give away too much for free, but we know our skills comes in the implementation. Like, we know once you come into our world and start actually working with us, things start to click. Like, there's a lot more that happens, but creating an engaged community is probably the most important thing you can do, because you can make money out of your group, guys. It is a money-making free lead system.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest thing is to stay true to your brand goals, your brand values, and treat people like fucking human beings. Mm-hmm. They do not want to be there to just get pitched to every day. I'm going to ask you questions. I might get a little deep. I might be a little funny. I might show you my side of my weird, crazy, free spirit. McKenna might come in and show her side of her like crazy perfectionist and giving value there. But we want you to feel at home. Mm-hmm. And we're particular about who we let in. Mm-hmm. Who we know will feel that and appreciate that too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that the biggest tip in there is that you know, cultivating a Facebook group, it's not about like shift away from I'm building a Facebook group to make money on social and seeing, you know, everybody as a lead, as a prospect, as a potential dollar sign. Like if you've got dollar sign glasses in front of your eyeballs, you're not seeing the person for who they are and the needs that they have, the solutions they're looking for, the goals that you have. And so, you know, yes, absolutely. We are monetizing on our Facebook groups. We are building community and trust and rapport and making offers in there. But kind of like Carissa alluded to a little bit here, it's more about how can we provide a transformative experience? How can we add value? How can we shift mindsets? How can we leverage the content that we're creating within our Facebook community and social media in general to really help our audience, our community, to feel seen, to feel heard, to feel like they're not alone, and also to vision cast for them that it doesn't have to be that way, that there is an option to move into whatever the goal, the dream, the solution that they're looking for and the implication of that, of how that's going to change their life. And it doesn't matter what you sell, low ticket, high ticket, doesn't matter if you're a coach, doesn't matter if you're a course creator, like ultimately we're providing a transformative solution for our clients. And so our Facebook group becomes about how can we show them, how can we get them started on that transformation and then make them an offer if you're looking to take it to the next level, if you're looking for this solution, if you're looking to overcome this thing or learn that thing or heal this whatever or lose this whatever, right? Like whatever the thing is for you, it's giving them an invitation to change their life. And here's how you're going to help them do it. And it's less about the features and benefits of what you're selling. It's less about the transactional, right? Here's my program and it's 12 weeks and it's X thousands of dollars and it includes these modules. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. They don't give a single shit.
Louder in the back.
Yes, it's about how are you going to help them change their life? That's what they're buying for. That's what they're looking for. And so your content becomes painting a picture of what that could look like for them, sharing your story and building rapport with them of, I know where you are because I've been there too. Here was my journey. And then the brand positioning, right? It's one thing for us to be inspirational and be like, look at me and how great I am. It's a whole other thing to be like, let me share with you the challenges, the times where I fell in the mud and like face planted into the dirt, the things that I overcame, and I can help you too. That's where we take it from, like, to that positioning side of things of like, this is how I'm going to serve you. And then also here's the objections you might be having because I was having them too, right? Now we're overcoming objections through our content within our Facebook group before we've ever gotten on a sales call or sent them to a funnel or whatever your system or platform of choice is. It's like, how can we address limiting beliefs? How can we overcome challenges and objections for them? How can we show them, paint the vision of where they could be regardless of where they're at now, but also we see where you're at now. We understand, we get it. We've been there. We've done that. Right. I mean, I keep saying we, Carissa and I are a team here. If it's you, if you're running solo, cool. Here's where I've been. Here's how I'm going to help you to overcome this thing. And here's how it's going to impact your life for the better. Transformative content rather than just transactional in your Facebook group.
Yeah. And then when you go live, like when we go live and actually teach things, whether that be alone or with an other expert, they're already getting a feel for what it would be like for us to coach them, right? Which just like edifies all the content that we're throwing in there. Like we're consistently showing them, this is who we are. This is what you can expect if you choose to work with us.
Yeah. I love that. When you talk about, you know, in creating engaging content, what are some of the types of content you've seen that have provided like amazing engagement from people? Maybe something you didn't expect was going to take off and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe we had 50 people comment on this, you know?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I can go first on this one.
Oh, go ahead.
So I think this ties back amazingly to a guest expert training that we did in someone else's community yesterday. And that was your story. Because we hear all the time, especially for those who like maybe came from or started in the network marketing space and evolved into coaches, we always hear this concept of like your story and your why, your story and your why. It's basically like ingrained into you. So I used to not exactly skip over my story because like, okay, it's important, fine. Like I did this thing and then I did that thing and now I'm here. Like there was no emotion to it. There was no experience. I think the thing that shocked me the most was that the more vulnerable you are in your story, the more it encourages other people to open up. Right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of this like mirroring effect almost, like, or the concept of, you know, give what you want to receive. If you want people to engage with you, are you engaging with them?
Yeah.
If you want them to open up and share their story and share the struggles that they're going through and what they're looking for, are you doing the same? Are you sharing your story? Are you sharing your experience mm-hmm. with these challenges or these traumas or these roadblocks or overcoming these obstacles or whatever that looks like in your journey? And for me, I would basically downplay my story because I was like, nobody gives a shit. Nobody cares. Nobody can, like, it's not about me, but it's like the more that you can share, not from this bragging place, but from this like insightful, reflective, like, here's what I went through. Here's the lessons that I took from it. Here's the things that, you know, I learned that I never want to do that again. Like, here's the times where I tripped and I fell. So let me save you the time so that you don't make the same mistake that I did. Like these kinds of content where you're still a coach, but it's a little bit of stepping off of the pedestal that people may have placed you in mm-hmm. because they're like, oh, well, I could never do that. And you're like, actually, let me tell you about the time where I, but da 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 da. And people are like, oh my God, she's a real human being too. Like,
yes.
And it builds this rapport mm-hmm. with people. Mm-hmm. That they're more engaged and they see you opening up. They see you being authentic. They see you being willing to share, and it encourages them to share for them to really lean into the emotions, the feelings, the insights, you know, the things that they've gone through and why they're so desiring of this change or this impact or this solution or whatever that looks like, which means that you're connecting with them at a higher level, which also means you can serve them at a higher level because you actually know what's going on with them so that you can maybe not prescribe, but I don't have another better word in mind right now, prescribe a solution that's catered to what they're actually looking for and not what you assume that they want.
Mm-hmm.
Because they haven't opened up and you haven't asked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, you know, we never want to be those coaches who are on a pedestal. Like, I never want to be that person, right? Ever. And I think something that's so unique is we will reach out to people in our group and check in on them. Like, maybe we've never even talked to them before. Maybe they never responded from our welcome message. We'll reach out and we'll try to talk to them. And if they don't want to respond to us and they're not willing to even say hi back or like tell us what's going on, what they even do in this space, like any information about them, like we automatically know they're not a right fit for this group because they're not willing to talk back to us. And we want those who are willing and ready to talk back, even if they haven't invested in us. Like, we're here to help.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I 100% agree with the whole story thing because I find that when I share and I get a little vulnerable or whatever, people are like, I had no idea like that you struggle like the rest of the humans. And I'm like, yeah, right? Like, I'm a person. Like, I'm not, right? And so I agree with that 100%, being able to share your story and just let people know that. I even sent out an email that was like the one where Elaine makes a mistake, right? Like, I'm literally like, I fucked up, y'all. And, you know, this is what we can learn from it because guess what? I'm a person. I'm a human too.
Yeah.
Fun
fact. Sometimes we are all sitting in that spot where we're like, what the fuck are we doing now? Like, mm-hmm. even though we've been in this industry, what the fuck are we doing now? Like, wait, where am I going? I had this plan. It's totally off rails out. Like, we're human. And to be able to share that authentically, it just creates a deeper connection.
Yeah, absolutely.
It does. And I think so many coaches are they're nervous about sharing their struggles or their challenges, or they're like, oh, well, I can share a challenge I had 2 years ago, but heaven forbid I ever share something I'm going through now, because they feel like they're going to lose credibility, or they feel like they're going to lose trust with their audience. But it's like, when you can own the mistakes that you've made, the mindset struggles that you're having right now, like at it doesn't matter if you're new or if you've been in this industry for 30 years, like as you level up, each time you go to a new level, there's going to be new challenges, there's going to be new blocks, there's going to be new things. And so the more that you can share that with your audience, and not necessarily like a, you know, airing your dirty laundry, but like, here's what I'm going through and here's what I'm doing to overcome it. And so for people who like step away from their Facebook group for a hot minute and then they come back and they're like, it's weird to come back. Like, I don't even know. Talk to your audience about what happened. Like, I was going through this thing and I didn't have the capacity. And, you know, this is my permission for you, my audience. If you're having those moments where you're like, I just can't, it's okay to take care of yourself. It's okay to step away for a second, to refill your cup and come back to it. And showing to your audience, again, like this leading by example, you know, what you give, you receive, like in being authentic and being vulnerable, in really cultivating community and trust with people, that includes owning your mistakes. It includes owning your challenges. It also includes owning your wins and being like, I'm so excited we did this thing. And it's like, people are excited to cheer you on as well. Like the more that you can share with that really true, full authenticity, the good, the bad, the ugly, whatever that looks like, and communicate that with your community and invite them along the journey. Now they're going on it with you instead of just sitting back here and watching you do all the things. And they're like, good for her. Like, I could never do that. I could never be that. I could never, you know, do the things that she's doing. And you're like, let me show you that I too am a human being. Like, I go through these things as well. But the thing is I'm going to give you the tools to overcome them because I figured out what works for me and what didn't. And I'm going to share that with you so that you can maybe come through that on the other side a little bit quicker or a little bit easier or with a little bit less war paint on your face.
Yeah, I love that. So what can people expect to hear from the two of you at our summit this round? Because this is your, you are a repeat offender, as I call them. you get to come back and share the love and share your knowledge and stuff. But what can people expect to hear from you this time?
So we're going to go deeper into what McKenna touched on, which is going to be the transactional content versus the transformative, because we think that is a crucial part of building a engaged community and having the knowledge around the difference of those and how you can start to implement that transformational content. So people, you are vision casting for people, you're storytelling and selling with excitement on how you can help them all in one content, or maybe a few, but it's transformative. It's not just a transactional. You don't feel like a number. You feel like you're part of the community. You feel like we are talking, we're in the room with you, talking alongside you, not at you, basically.
Yeah, for sure. I love that. Well, if people have not yet gotten their tickets, they should definitely get their tickets. It's free to stream on YouTube, right? But if you actually want to come away with action steps, I highly recommend upgrading to the $47 VIP pass, where you can actually participate in the summit, because you're going to get to go into breakout rooms with our panelists like Carissa and McKenna, and actually they will help you walk you through the process on how to implement the things that you just heard. Like, oh my God, I just heard something amazing that is like sticking with you. And you can either be an info collector or you can be an action taker.
Ooh, that's right? A challenge.
Right?
Come on.
Right? So I am super excited to have you guys back and sharing the love with our people. So I'm super excited to have you guys again. And like I said, if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, you can get them at elevateyourcoachingsummit.com. And we'll see you guys at the summit on January 17th, 2024. Happy fucking New Year.
Happy fucking New Year.
All right, girls. It's so lovely to chat
Yes.
with you guys again and see
Yes.
you, your beautiful faces. So thanks for coming to hang out with me.
Yes. You're welcome.
You're most
Thank
welcome.
You for inviting us.
Yeah. All right, guys. See you at the summit.
Okay, see ya.
Bye.